Tired of your boss saying let's circle back and never circling back?
I am.
Did your company just throw a pizza party instead of giving bonuses?
Those bastards did!
Still recovering from the office holiday party where someone sang baby got back in front of HR?
Yes, I'm fucking angry now!
Well, call the employee feedback line at 914-357-4178. Leave us a voicemail about the dumbest thing your job did this week. Micromanagers, mystery meetings, motivational emails, and sinking ship gifts. We want it all.
Yep, 100%. This is a real number, folks. So your rant might just make it onto above my pay grade. It's anonymous. We'll change your voice. You'll either sound like an angry gerbil or a dark overlord from outer space. Whatever you choose, but we will change it.
That's right. Again, that number is 914-357-4178. Call now before your next optional meeting starts.
Oh, God.
Warning. The opinions and advice you are about to hear on the Above My Pay Grade podcast are presented to you by two complete morons. If you follow them and ruin your career, that's on you. Please seek real advice from people you trust. Seriously, don't be an idiot. The Above My Pay Grade podcast starts now.
All right, Jimmy, let's do this. The Above My Pay Grade podcast. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing all right. Just, snowy day in New York. Freaking hate the snow. I'm so tired of it already.
Yeah, I'm over winter. We need to get rid of this.
Yeah.
It's time for sun.
I had to change the tire on my snowblower today.
Oh, God.
Luckily, your dad came over and did it for me because I'm an incapable idiot. So... I gotta get ready to leave for a work trip this week, Jim.
Ugh.
Going out of town.
You know, those are fun to go away to. You know, you look forward to it. And then when the time comes up and you're actually leaving, you kind of don't look forward to it. Because it's like, oh, it's kind of cool. I'm going to go away. I'm going. And I think you believe you're going to Vegas, right, Jeremy?
Yep.
That is a trip. And listen, I don't care what people say. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
No.
We all know those work stories. People come home, and it's like, what did you do? Yeah.
You have to tell your husband what happened, Karen.
Yeah, I mean, it's
going to You got chlamydia now. You can't just say, no, it happened in Vegas. It stayed in Vegas.
It didn't stay. It fermented on a plane on the way home, and now you're spreading the love
everywhere.
You got
the itchy scratchies on your United flight. Oh, those burns.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Vegas. Great PR move. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Especially when you go with a bunch of coworkers. Yeah. You had a conference. I mean, and whenever you're away, everyone sits there and likes to have a drink or two. And
yes.
And I get it. You know, you're letting loose and all, but there's always that one person, more than one person, actually, that just doesn't know.
Yeah, they take it too far.
Yeah, we're not back in high school anymore.
Yeah,
it's not time to go do shots.
This is not a frat party, bro. This is your career.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, the boss is expecting you to be at that meeting tomorrow. That's the whole reason why you're out here, is for the conference, not sitting in your room yakking, wishing you didn't drink all night.
I did yell that out at somebody on a work trip once, like, no, your career, don't do that. Well, I mean, like, look, that's our topic for this week, going on a work trip. So, I mean, let's just start with the basics, man. Getting ready, you know, having to get in the mindset of it. You know, again, like you said, it's always great. Love going to see coworkers, things like that. But there's a lot that goes into, you know, not being at your house for a week. You know what I mean? So even just packing. Are you like a planned out packer or like?
No, I'm kind of like the night before. I'll just make sure I have enough outfits. You know, I'll pack an extra one just in case, you know, I shit my pants. No, I'm kidding. Just in case, you know, like something doesn't work out or, you know, whatever. Yeah. But even no matter how much I've watched people pack, like, you know, I'm watching you go through it now. And it's just, I have to go to a meeting in May, and I'm not looking forward to it.
You're already thinking about what to bring.
Yeah, well, it's not only that. You're going somewhere else. You know what the weather is like.
Yep.
You're thinking, oh, it's going to be freezing cold like it is here. And then you got to look at the weather channel. Let me see what it might be like. Let me see where we're going to go. And then this planning. It's just I don't know.
Well,
don't
I'm definitely a last minute packer. You said, night before. Like, night before, I'm throwing laundry in to, so that I'm like, I'm going to throw some laundry in and then figure out what I'm going to pack. So I'm like starting that at like 10 p.m. the night before the flight. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do better this time. I got some stuff prepared already, but yeah, I'm definitely last minute.
And it kind of sucks because, you know, at least when you're home, you have the choice of you get up that morning. I just don't feel like wearing this. I'm going to wear that.
You have your
whole wardrobe.
Yeah.
When you go away, you're limited.
Yeah, you're like, I only have three shirts and I'm here for 3 days. I hope nothing goes wrong. Meanwhile, at home, I change like 3 times a day because I'm spilling coffee on my shirt. Burn a hole in this one.
And then you got to find a shop there. Yeah. You're going to be like, oh, look at this tool bag. Oh, yeah. You bought a shirt from the resort they're staying at.
I'm not going to lie. I've forgotten things on work trips before. And the greatest invention in mankind is DoorDash. Because there's no panic. Like, after you get off your flight, you got, like, flight swamp ass. You go back to, you go to your room. You check in. I don't know about you, but the first thing I always do is I always change my clothes. Like, when I get, you know, to the hotel. And I open up my bag. And I'm like, oh, God, I forgot my underwear, man. I brought no underwear for a 4-day trip. So you got a DoorDash at that point, but at least you can, right?
Yeah, that's
true. In the old days, like our parents went on work trips, they just wore those dirty skivvies, man. There was no Uber to get them to the local JCPenney.
They were doing the old sink wash.
Yeah, sink wash and hanging it up. Yeah. I was like, I got to run to Montgomery Ward's and get some drawers.
I hope Kmart's open still.
Is there an Ames around here? Yeah, when there was no DoorDash, you forget your underwear. You got to get creative.
Yeah, but it's amazing how lazy it's made us, too. You know, our parents had to be like MacGyver.
True.
You know, figure it out. Now it's like, let me DoorDash a belt.
Yeah, well, no, like, listen, I've done that, too.
Yeah.
Well, I did that. I've done that. I've DoorDashed a belt. And then on the next trip, I forgot my belt again, and I had to buy one in the airport. I'm like, why can't I just get this right? You know what would really help me? A checklist.
But then the best part is if, like, when you're packing, do I check the bag or do I try to roll the dice and get it all into a, like, a carry-on?
Oh, yeah, I'm a carry-on. I stuff everything into a carry-on.
Me, I'm like, I would do the carry-on, but then my luck, I would be like, man, I really could have used an extra pair of shorts or something like that.
Look, it all depends where you're going and how long. Like, just Vegas, I'm checking a bag. I got to bring, you know, 2 suits with me, a couple of sports jackets. You know what I mean? So, like, that one, you got no choice. You need to check a bag. But if you're doing, like, a day, 2-day trip, I'm stuffing as much shit into that carry-on as possible.
Yeah, it's just, you got to deal with that. And
then,
you know, just thinking about it. So, does your company book the airport flights for you? Or do
So, we book it through an app that the company runs, right?
Okay.
So, like, I don't just go on, you know, Expedia or something, book a flight and then expense it. I have to do it through their app. You know what
I mean? So, we're supposed to do that. We have, an expense app for the same thing.
Yeah.
But we kind of like don't do that because it's crazy. It just it takes you on the worst flights ever. They're all crap.
You want to
go for a 26-hour layover in a city that
save $7. I refuse.
I'm good.
I'm direct only guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Direct only.
Yeah.
So here's what you got to do. Let me learn you, Jimmy. Let me learn you something. So what you got to do is you got to find the flights you want. You go to like Google Flights, find the flights you want. Then you go into the company portal and you set the times to only look for those flights. So, like, you know how you have to set what time you want to leave, all that?
Yeah.
You set it for, like, right in that window. So the only flights that show up are the ones you want.
It'll come up. Yeah,
and then
it will
still suggest, you know, I don't know about yours, but, like, it will still suggest, like, a cheaper flight. And I'm like, nope.
What's up with Atlanta? I mean, I guess it's a layover airport, but
it's terrible.
Every single trip I've been on, it's like, oh, a layover in Atlanta. It's like, what are you trying to do? What are you selling out there?
I refuse to stop in Atlanta. I'd rather fly an hour in the wrong direction than go to Atlanta. That airport is terrible.
Yeah. You know, and then going back to booking the flights, you got to book them. Then they want to put you in steerage you're on the Titanic.
We got to row the ship.
It's like being on Noah's Ark and you're the last animal on there.
Dude, and here's the worst thing. When you have the seat all the way in the back, by the you got your carry-on. By the time it's your turn to get on, you know, when boarding group, you know, X, there's no more overhead, right? So it's like, oh, no, we're taking bags now. now. No, you're not taking my bag. Yeah. I don't want to wait. That's why I did
that's
the carry-on.
That's the whole reason why I do the carry-on.
Yeah. Exactly. And then you got to walk all the way to the back of the plane and no one even makes eye contact with you. They're like, look at this loser.
Yeah. And, it, you know, the further back you sit, the worse the flight is for you with the turbulence and stuff. And
yeah. Our companies really care about us. They give us zero leg room.
You know, our company, it was a certain band levels they would let book business flights, so then it gets a little bit better. At least you get a little more room. But still, when you're on those flights, like I said, you feel like I'm waiting to sit down and have a couple of cows next to me, like I'm gonna be eating hay and stuff, because it's like you're in steerage.
Listen, like I said. So I don't know if there's a level in my company at which you start to get business class. I should probably find that out, because I feel like I should be at that level by now. But every time I book a flight through their app, I wind up going and doing an upgrade on my own and just paying for it out of pocket.
It's worth it.
I can't sit in a regular plane seat. It's the most uncomfortable thing in the world. There's no room. Like, for an hour, 2 hours, maybe, but not like a six-hour flight to Vegas. Hell to the no.
Yeah.
Hell
no. And like, the flights, you know, they could just be horrible, depending on the time of year, what kind of weather you're dealing with. You know, the airports at this time, especially, it's like a big melting pot for sickness right now. And you just...
Listen, the one thing about the airports, they've gotten a lot... right now, right? Like I have pre-check and stuff, but even without pre-check, I very rarely see like the big line at TSA anymore and things like that. They got restaurants up the ass now once you go through security. Like the airport, it's kind of a cool place now.
They're trying to get it right. Yeah.
Depending on where you live, obviously, you know.
That's the other thing. You got to travel to the airport. Will the job get you a car?
Yeah.
And that kind of a job, good for you. Yep, ours is not. You got to pay for parking. They expense that. But just the ride. The last thing you want to do is go from being on a flight for God knows 6 hours, and then you got to sit there and drive home another hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that sucks because of where we live. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like when a pre-booked event for work, they're like, oh, yeah, there'll be shuttle buses to that hotel. I'm like, is there? That's nice.
That's
I'm
great.
Taking an Uber. I don't wait for buses, and I only fly direct. I'm a fancy man, Jim, in steerage.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't know what happens, but when you touch down in another state at a conference and you're just like, oh, like I said before, there's always that one person that's just got to take it to, we're back in college days, or we're going to drink all night and stuff. And it's like, even if you're down for that, and if that's something like a little team building thing, listen, we're all going to hang out and, you know, late night, a bunch of drinks and all. Yeah, it should be one night, and not every night, not like they're sneaking out of the conference, going up to their room to grab a beer and stuff. Yeah. You know, like at one point you have to look at, we're professionals now, you know, like we don't have to.
You
got to
behave like an adult on a work trip, people. Just because you're away from home doesn't mean you just forget everything that you've learned, you know, morally in life and start partying again.
Look, guys and girls, too. Yeah. I'm not sitting there like I would, you know.
It's not one or the other.
Yeah. You've seen both sides.
I've stepped over people like on the floor of a hotel. I'm like, men and women. Like, nope, not helping you, and nope, not helping you.
And it's funny.
That's above my pay grade, helping you.
Yeah, exactly. And you see some people in the morning. You're like, wait a minute. I thought she was married.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, you know, you're talking, hey, no, she is married. Yeah, oh, my God.
No, you know what's always fun is when, like, whoever the biggest shit show was the night before, everyone in the meeting the next day waiting to see if that person shows up, like taking bets on it. I got 20 that says Mary doesn't make
it. Side bets. She's going to come in limping. She doesn't know where she's at right now.
I got 15 that says Steve never returns again.
And then there's some of those people that do that, and they come in like champs.
Yeah.
You sit there and look at them like, oh, my God.
You were dead.
Yeah.
I saw you stop breathing. I literally saw you die last night. How are you here?
And they come walking in all cheery, and like it's, and then you're like, that's a professional right there. You know, they go home and probably every night, and they're putting it down.
Yeah, that's a pro.
And they get up like it's nothing.
That's, dude. If my pillow isn't right in a hotel, I'm like, oh my God. The next day at the meeting, it's all I'm talking about. I'm like, oh, rough night last night. That pillow was not as fluffy as my one at home.
My neck hurts.
These people are partying like it's, you know, high school. Like they're going to wake up in a field the next day.
Yeah.
And like they show back up to the meeting. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah. It's just like a free for all when some people go away.
It really is. Yeah.
And some people handle it well and others don't. And sometimes it's, you know, listen, I'm not going to lie. It's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
great. Yeah. If you like people watching, I just
Watching on a work trip is great.
It's awesome.
Yep. Yep. You see some like, you know, over the course of the week, you see two coworkers kind of getting flirty with each other and then they disappear. Everyone starts talking about it. Yep.
Yep. It happens.
I'll watch it happen. Yep. Hey, I'm no snitch. I didn't see nothing. We all know snitches get stitches, Jim.
Well, like I said, and I bet they wish that whatever happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas, but it doesn't. Sometimes it comes back.
It follows you home.
Yeah, and it's a little awkward.
Especially 9 months from now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, 9 months. And also at this, you know, it's kind of weird at the Christmas party when you're parading your husband or your wife around.
Yeah,
and
that makes it awkward for everyone.
Very awkward. Yeah. It's just like, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. We should make a new work rule. If you're gonna fuck around on a work trip, you can't then bring your significant other to the following party and make it awkward for all your coworkers, you know?
Yeah, it's especially just rude. With that one coworker who just has a case of amnesia and forgets everyone. It's like, oh, I remember you guys when you were in Vegas. You were so hammered, you were all over each other. Yeah. And she's like, wait, what? I wasn't in Vegas. Yeah, what happened? And the other coworker's
you were
like,
hoeing it up everywhere.
The cut sign under his neck. Shut up.
Yeah. And listen, you almost feel like the return trip home, like when it's finally all over, it almost feels like the walk of shame. You know what I mean? For some of these people, like what have I done?
Yeah. How am I going to go to work?
Yeah.
And then there's some people that, like I said, they're like champs.
Yeah.
They just don't care.
I wonder.
And they live their life careless. They have no worries.
Yeah.
So they're going to work like, yeah, I did that. Or, yeah, that was me.
I wonder how many people are going on LinkedIn on the flight on the way home because they know they fucked up really bad on the trip, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, like that's the other thing. When you go to conferences, it's not just your company you're representing. You're meeting all these other people.
Yeah.
They could be customers. They could be vendors. They could, you know, there's so much going on.
Yep.
And you make a complete ass of yourself.
Oh, you could ruin a deal.
You could ruin a lot.
Yeah.
Either or you can make the deal too. I mean, unless there's the leader or the owner of that company is like an old frat person too.
True.
And you know, you just hit it off. But you have to read your audience though on that.
Oh, for sure.
And know the boundaries. Especially when you know certain people are there. Usually with those kind of conferences, I know with our company, the executives go. They're not there to watch over us or anything like that. They're there to, you know, speak business with other executives and stuff like that. But you just don't want to make it look bad. You don't want the company to look bad, you know?
No. God, that must be so just mortifying. Yeah. Just imagine, like, your behavior cost the company a deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I'm sure you're going to find out.
Yep.
I'm sure you will not be working for that company, especially if it's a deal they were really banking on.
Yeah.
You know, they have to do it about face. They probably have to meet with the company again. So just, you know, just be on your best behavior when you go out there is what we're trying to
That's
say.
That's it.
You know, just be careful. Watch where you're at.
Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
The other thing on the way home, man, like you get back in your steerage seat. And you're exhausted because, like, let's face it, you barely slept the whole time, right?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I can't sleep on work trips.
Man. I can't sleep in the hotel, right?
It's weird.
Like, and then on top of that, it's like you're done with your meeting. You have like just enough time to take a shit, and then it's time to go to dinner. And then it's like you get back to your room, you check in with your family, and then it's time for bed, and then it's time to do it all again the next day. So you're just exhausted on that Friday, and then like you get on your flight, and then you hear that baby start crying. Like, oh no, this is going to be the worst flight ever.
Or you see one of the people that had too much fun on the trip and they thought they could have it for the one night before they leave.
The drunk person on the way home.
And they're on their flight and you know they're battling that demon, man. They're sweating. You see them get up and go to the bathroom a couple times and they look like total dog shit coming out of that bathroom. And
you almost
like,
hope they get tossed off the flight before you take off.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, listen, I make sure I download enough movies, enough shows.
Yeah, enough same. I bring just kind of noise canceling headphones with you.
I plug in and tune it all out.
Yep.
I just sit there and, you know, every now and then I'm like, please just get through this way. I just want to get home.
No, the worst is when you're sitting down and you see those coworkers getting on the same flight as you and you're just like looking down. Don't make eye contact. There he is. There's Pukey Paul from last night. Don't want to hang out with him.
Yep. And then people, you wish that they would forget, but they don't. No. You go to the same conferences. There's one usually in the spring and one in the fall. And even if you skip one, it's been a year, and you're like, oh, maybe they won't remember.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a fresh start.
Oh, they
for
remember.
Me. They remember, man. They remember.
They see you coming. They're like, oh, here comes old syphilis Steve walking down the in the lobby of the hotel.
Sauced up Tammy's walking by. Well, she's probably going to get a beer right now. I bet there's Bailey's in her coffee, you know? Like, and that, you just become the talk of the town, and then that's it. That's when you say, I don't think I'm going to go to that conference. I'm feeling sick. It's 3 months away. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's hilarious. So, yeah, time to head out and go on that work trip.
Yeah, that sucks. I know the feeling. And
look, I'm actually looking forward to it.
It should be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I mean, like, overall, they're always a positive experience. When you get home, you're like, all right, that was rough, but I made it. And you know, it was good. Got to see some fun people, whatever. So it's all good.
And it's funny when you go on those trips, it's like, I know how I am. Like, the first day or two, all right, it's good. But after that, I just want to get home.
Yeah.
I like to sleep in my own bed. It's just something about having the routine that I have.
Yep.
Others, like, they could stay out there for weeks on end. I'm just like, Dad, it's not me, man.
When you're at like the hotel and like you're starting to get tired and people are like, well, dinner's over, let's go get a drink or something. Do you have the FOMO, or are you more like, I'm going to my room?
No, so, you know, it's funny you say that. It depends on the audience. I've gone where vice presidents and would want to go out after, say, we're going to, and they're very selective on who they pick. And
they pass you up. Got it. Totally get it. I would do the same.
They might now, but, you know, thankfully back then, they'd be like, oh, you know, we're just a few of us. They didn't want everyone to know because they have to put that image up in the company that they're not big drinkers or whatever, but we're not going out.
Yeah, they don't want the douchers coming on the trip with them.
Yeah.
Coming out to dinner.
Usually go to a nice steakhouse or whatever, and then, you know, you have a couple of drinks after you talk. Sometimes work, I'd rather not talk about work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, usually when you're out of it, try to talk, learn a little more about them vice versa.
I make announcements on work trips because I usually present during these things. I make literally making announcements that I have a 2-drink maximum on work-related conversations at night. I refuse to have you wine breath me work questions in my face at 11 o'clock. I'm like, ugh, go brush your teeth.
Yeah. And
shut up. You're too drunk to talk about this.
I try to play that responsible person, and I am. Listen, there's nothing wrong with going back to the hotel room and just relaxing, taking a shower, watching some TV, just calling it a night.
Yep.
I have no problems being like one of the first people to say, hey, I'm going to turn in and stuff. Kind of showing that I'm not going to be out there drinking all night long stuff. But I didn't miss out on enough where it's like you should have
went. I go back and forth where like I'm like, that's it. I'm going up. I'm tired, man. And then I get to the room. I'm like, damn it. I'm going to miss something good. I know it. I know if I stay in this room, get your ass back down there. You know, you talk yourself into it. Next thing you're in the elevator going back down. You walk back in. They're like, hey, I thought you went to bed.
Yeah.
I'm back. You know, and then other times I'm just like, you know what? Somebody could get shot and I don't care. I'm staying in this room. I'm watching TV for 12 minutes and falling asleep.
Yeah, it's something about getting your sleep. And it's nice to go out. Listen, nice to go out with people and catch up. But at the same time, like I said, there's something about coming back home from those trips and just being thankful you're back and trying to get back into the routine and genuinely miss your family too.
Yeah.
And friends.
Yeah,
you know, it's nice to be back.
Well, listen, I'm, you know, I'm excited for everything we're doing here with Above My Pay Grade. Just so you know, if my plane goes down, I left all the passwords written underneath the keyboard here so that you can still get into all the accounts.
This may be the last episode.
Oh, that's it. We got three episodes. That's it.
Yeah, we tried.
Whatever. There. Jimmy, come get some new Jeremy to join him. Again, I will haunt you, motherfucker.
Yeah, so I'm sure some of you have been on some work trips. I'm sure there's some horror stories out there.
Yep.
I'm sure a lot of you could relate to what we just said. you know, don't be afraid to reach out to us at AboveMyPayGradePodcast.com.
There's a submit page now where you can go in and just fill out a little form and it sends it right to us. You could share, you know, work-related stories, you know, compliments, you know. No, just kidding.
What do you want on the compliment? The way you look?
Yeah,
I can't even see you.
No, compliment our... how great our show is. No, but you can send us comments about the show. You could share horrible boss stories. We actually don't have one because we recorded this episode so close to the last one, and I haven't checked the account. But I promise you on the next episode, we will have those. So yeah, abovemypaygradepodcast.com. You could submit all that stuff right there. We make it so easy, Jim.
Well, Jeremy, man, have a safe flight.
I'll try.
You're leaving on Monday, and, you know, might be a little windy, but you'll get there.
Oh, God.
I still want you to play some slots for me.
I'll do it.
Slots.
With that New York accent.
With the no,
you
yeah,
get in trouble yeah. with that. Jimmy, it's that special time of year again. The office holiday season. The lights are up, morale is down, and HR's already drafting apology emails.
Oh yeah, nothing says holiday cheer like pretending you're happy to be at the office party while your boss gets completely shit-faced.
Oof. That's exactly why we created the Seasons Meetings Collection, a line of mugs that truly capture the spirit of corporate holiday misery, Jimmy.
You mean like the one that says, stop being the office, ho, ho, ho? Seriously. You're getting glitter everywhere.
And they do. They get glitter everywhere, don't they?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's for that one coworker. Everybody knows who they are. You know, they probably wore a Santa dress to the all-hands meeting.
Oh, then there's my favorite. You're radiating positive company creeper energy. The mug with the guy holding mistletoe.
Yeah.
Sitting next to the girl on the desk.
She looks miserable.
Oh, God, she does.
It's festive in a, like, restraining order kind of way, right?
Oh, boy. HR is sitting there shaking their head no already.
Yep, exactly. These are the mugs you hold when you're surviving another round of forced cheer and passive-aggressive potlucks.
Or when you need something to throw at your coworker during Secret Santa.
Or you can give them as a Secret Santa, right?
That's true.
You know, so this holiday season, pour yourself a little caffeine and a lot of sarcasm with the Seasons Meetings Collection from shopabovemypaygrade.com.
Because nothing says happy holidays like, please don't talk to me until January.
Now, back to Above My Pay Grade.
All right, Jim, we got a new segment on the show that we're going to start. We're going to...
I'm laughing already.
Well, look, I was always a big fan of Dirty Jobs, that show.
Yeah. Right?
That was a great show. Yeah. So what we want to do is we just want to start focusing on odd jobs. You know, you might be just out of college or something and maybe trying to think, what career should I get into, right? So let us help you understand more jobs that are out there. So, but we don't want to just be like, oh, let's talk about accountants today, Jim. Let's talk about stockbrokers today. So we're diving in looking for odd jobs that are available to people that maybe would fit their personality and things like that, right?
Odd jobs and the fact that you may not want that job.
Maybe.
But it's paying decent and...
It might be the greatest job in the world. It's just odd.
So we picked one. We were talking it over and I think there's one that would hit...
This is the first odd job that, like, for whatever reason, came to our mind today. We were like, you know what would be a really weird job? A really odd job? The camera person for the TV show Catch a Predator. Right? It's like... And again, we're not saying that being a TV camera operator is an odd job.
No,
we're specifically saying for the hit show To Catch a Predator. Imagine how weird that is, especially on the first day if you don't truly know what the show is about. Like, you're just filming shit, and all of a sudden, you're like, is that a pedophile right there? Is this creepy? What the fuck?
Yeah, hidden camera.
Yeah,
I gotta put those up.
Yeah, you got the hidden camera, and then so Johnny, you know, when you hear the host say whatever the key word is, you have to come around the corner. You got to come around the corner with your camera and start rolling. We want to get this on tape. And you're like, all right, whatever. And you're in the back and you hear the guy reading the logs.
They're like, listen, Ford pickup's going to pull up the guy's going to get out, but you can't let him see you.
No, you got to hide.
But you got to film him. And you're like, why? I don't understand. I'm like, why do I got to hide?
Yeah.
You know, all right, I guess this is part of the job. And then you sit there and the guy pulls up, goes in, and you're like, wait a minute. I think that's Bill. I know Bill. And you're like, wait a minute, Bill's a pedophile. Oh, my God.
Then they're, like, giving you the instructions, like, hey, you know, the keyword's going to be, hey, you want some of those brownies? And that's your cue. That's when you know the host just came around the corner. And then you got to make sure you're there for when he starts reading the log of what happened. You know, he's like, "So you came here for sex? You came here to make out with a 14-year-old girl?"
And the part I love with the, you know, I know we're going down a real rabbit hole there, but you know, the part I love is when he sits there and they go over some of the messages. You know, they act like innocent.
I was just talking to a friend.
Yeah.
Well, it says here. Yeah. So, is your handle on this? First of all, who's using chat rooms anymore, right? Tickle Diddler 3000, is that you? It's always the worst name.
Yeah.
It's like, "So, you brought condoms." Like, I talked to somebody. "Why'd you bring alcohol and condoms to talk to a 14-year-old girl about sex?"
And then they try to, I didn't know she was 14. No, does the voice. It says that.
No, but literally it says here, "Oh, you're only 14? That's hot."
It's like they call him out.
And then the camera guys are sitting there sweating. Yeah. What the fuck is this? What the hell? This guy goes to my church. What is going on here?
We were Eagle Scouts together. What the hell is he doing here? It's sad, though. Sad.
It is sad.
People do that.
Don't buzzkill this, help. Jim.
I'm not.
Don't buzzkill this. Man. Of course, pedophilia is sad. That's not what we're talking about. No, we're talking about the guy. Just how awkward it's going to be for him. Camera. He's holding the camera. The brownies are served, and next thing you know, you got to film some guy's life being completely destroyed.
I mean, listen, it could be, you know, who knows? That cameraman could have wanted to be a cop, and he just couldn't make it.
Maybe.
You know, and maybe that's the second line. This is great for him. He's busting. I'm right there.
He's busting pedophiles. But I think it's funnier to think about, what if he just likes being a camera guy? And, like, he went to, film school, perfected the camera.
Yep.
He could white balance the shit out of that thing, right? And now he's there in some stranger's house watching some dude get busted for.
And think about it. Like, do they really
touch a kid?
Do they treat it like a set? You know, like, so they have the place where they're going to meet. Do they go in and do a walkthrough before it? Do they go? I think, you know, when the pervert rounds the corner, you're going to get a good glimpse of his nasty face
right
here. That's the angle.
Yeah, that's where you want to stand.
And they're sitting there like, "Oh, the lighting. This is perfect."
The lighting. Make sure the lighting is good so Joe over there can get his camera shot perfect. That's our odd job of the week. The camera guy for To Catch a Predator.
Listen.
Somebody might be applying right now.
Yeah, you never know. Just be mindful that that camera could take you to some dark places.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man. Well, that's it for me. I gotta go pack, Jim.
Yeah. Listen, we're gonna do some more of those. I wouldn't say odd job, but they are.
It's an odd job.
So there's no other way to really name it. But you know, if you have an odd job you want to share with us, like we said before, abovemypaygradepodcast.com. You could put your job in, put anything in. Let us know if you want to, you know, something at work that's funny. We're here to listen, but we're also here to laugh. Hopefully you're having as good of a time as we do with this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We do love it. So.
Yeah. All right, man. Be good, and until next week.
Yep.
Take care, everyone. Wait here until I get back next week. See you later.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Above My Pay Grade podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Amazon Music. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com. Click the Amazon Music button and get notified of new episodes as soon as they hit. Above My Pay Grade is produced by Kilohertz Media. Copyright 2025. Go to abovemypaygradepodcast.com for more info.